Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Chaymer Bekatshim Yibetzmura Ubatumur Mibakatshim. We have a difference between Kedusha which comes through being Makdish and Kedusha which comes through Tumura through transferring. Shakadasha Maisim Tumura, if something became Kadosh through being Makdish, it can make another animal Kadosh through Tumura. Vein Tumura is a Tumura, but the animal which is Kadosh through Tumura can't make another animal into a tumura. Hatzibur v'hashutaf and makdishin. A tzibur and a shutaf can be makdish a carbon, avolay memirin, but they cannot make a tumura. Umakdishin evarim v'ubarim. One can initially be makdish a limb of an animal or the fetus of an animal, avolay memirin, but one cannot make a tumura onto a limb or a tumura onto a fetus. Chaymer b'bat tumura. There's a chaymer by tumura. Shakadusha chala al balas mum kavua. That the kedusha of a tumura can be chal, can make kadosh an animal which has a mum, which will not go away. Ve'ena yaitza l'chulin le'gazazu le'yaved, and let's say they're paida, or wish to be paida, that pidyon of this tumura would not permit the tumura to be used for work or to benefit from its wool. Rabbi Yosi bar Rav Yehuda Omer, asa shogeg kemeze b'tumura. If someone makes a tumura b'shogeg, for example, they thought that they were making the tumura onto their white sheep, but it was actually being made onto a brown sheep, that would be a shogeg, so it's chal, and it would be considered a tumura. V'loy asa shogeg kemeze b'mukdashim, but by hektish, it would not be that way. If I say, my white sheep should be a carbon shlamim, and what's standing in front of me is my black sheep, that would not be a carbon shlamim. Rabbi Lazar, Aymer ha-kilayim, an animal which is a crossbreed between two species, v'hatrefa, or an animal which was wounded in a way that would render it a trefa. V'yetzei daifen, or if it was born through a C-section, tumtum, if it has neither male nor female signs, v'androgynous, if it has both male and female signs, le'kideshim, they cannot become a tumura, meaning the kedusha of a regular carbon cannot be transferred onto them, v'le'makdishim, and if they are kadosh, they cannot make another animal into a tumura. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Elu kadashim shevuladeseimu tumarseim kayitzbehem. The following kadashim, the vlados, if they gave birth, or if they made a tumura, they have the same status as the actual carbon itself, and they're brought on the mizbeach. And this as follows. Vlad shlamimu tumurasam. If a shlamim gives birth, or if a shlamim makes a tumura, uvladan, or if a shlamim, a shlamim's child grows up and matures old enough to become a karban, or the vlad of a tumura. Uvlad vlad, not say for oilam, whether children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, have a look a shlamim, they all have the status of a shlamim, and they're brought on the mizbeach. Utu'unim smicha, we lean on them, we do smicha. Unasachim, we bring the karban mincha, we bring wine with it. Utunufa, and perhaps we'll wave it, of the chaz of a shaykh. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Vlad shlamim liikav shlamim. The Vlad of a shlamim should not be brought as a shlamim. Rather, we let it die. And the Gemara explains that this is midrabanan because the gezeira shema yigdal mehem adarim adarim. We don't want people to maintain their kabanos in order to raise stock because they may end up being moel behegdish. Rachamim say yikarev, you can't bring it because he holds we're not chayshish, we're not concerned that you may end up raising the stock. I'm Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, "Le'nechlu avlad v'lad shlamim v'al vlad v'lad tumura shleikar." There's no machlokas when it comes to the grandchild of a shlamim or of a tumura that clearly his actions indicate that he's trying to raise herds of karbanos. So there's definitely a gezer that one may not use it as a karban. V'al ma nechlu, the machlokas is only on the vlad, on the first generation. Rabbi Eliezer, Eimer leikar. Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot bring it because we make the gezer, the decree. Maybe you'll come to raise flax of karbanas. The Chum say yikrav, you could bring it. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papayas al vlad shlamim sheyikarev shlamim. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papayas were testified about this child of a shlamim that it could be brought as a shlamim, meaning the halacha is like the chachamim. I'm Rabbi Papayas, and he made. I even can testify sheislan uparazivche shlamim that we had a cow, which was brought as a shlamim, v'achalnu b'pesach, we ate it on Pesach, v'achalnu v'od ha-shlamim b'chagam, we ate its child as a carbon shlamim on the subsequent Shavuos, and which implies clearly the halacha is like the chachamim, that one may benefit from the first generation of a carbon.